plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Opinions Matter podcast. This episode hosted by Jeremy and Katie, and you're very welcome along. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We give you live podcasts 5 days a week. All these podcasts are recorded live at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, where you can pop along and head into the Oasis Bar, where they serve lovely food, lovely drink, and even more importantly, in my opinion, a lovely atmosphere. And the staff are absolutely brilliant as well. So the next time you're in Portmarnock, pop into the White Sands Hotel, as many of you already have. And if we're here, we'll even come down and sit down and have a coffee with you. That's the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. You can't miss it. It is a landmark, and the Oasis Bar. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? You know we love these stories. We love drama on this podcast. We love a bit of drama. And this is all to do with a situation that happened last weekend in Tala. And I want to read out the message for you. Now, we actually, just to give you some background on this, we actually had this up on our podcast or on our Facebook page last week, and we had to take it down because people were naming, weren't they, Katie? They were naming,
yeah,
throw names out there that may have been teachers in Tala.
And there was a lot of different names coming in.
There was a lot of different names. Yeah,
we do know his name,
and we had to take the post down because we can't be dealing with people just naming people like that. So if you are watching this or listening to this podcast on Facebook, no names, please. Okay, let's not try and ruin. We're not out to ruin anybody's life or reputation here. Here is the message. So, here is the full story, and I want you to keep my name anonymous until I figured out how to handle this. This is from the mother, by the way. She says, my daughter is 70, and she was on a night out recently in, and she even mentions the bar. Jesus. Which we're not going to mention because we don't want to narrow this down. She's 17 and she was out in the bar recently with her friends for a few drinks to celebrate her best friend turning 18. Anyway, I have a very close relationship with my daughter and she tells me everything. And she told me that she got talking to a guy and hooked up with him on the night. He's in his 30s, but that isn't the issue. The issue is that she has discovered that he is a secondary school teacher in the Tala area. They went back to his house and had sex, and now I feel like this man should be exposed. My daughter didn't tell him her age, but he's obviously a danger to young girls if he was able to get with a girl who was obviously a lot younger than him. It worries me that this man is working as a secondary school teacher where there are teenage girls. Should I tell the school and should I let parents in Tala know? Now, I believe that a Facebook page was set up and then it was taken down or something like that about this.
Yeah, like, I can't.
It's messy. It's getting messy.
It's very messy. And if anything, I think the danger here is somebody with a mentality like that. First of all, why is your daughter in a pub? If somebody's drinking alcohol in public or in a pub, you'd assume that they're over 18.
Well, no. And I want to get to that in a second. Let me just finish off her message where she says, a man like this, an obvious predator, should be exposed. But my daughter is begging me not to because of the drama. What should I do?
Teach now, your daughter not to sleep around.
Okay, I have an issue with a lot of the people who've been commenting on Facebook, who've been saying stuff like, oh, your daughter shouldn't have been in a club at the age of 17. Would you all get down off your high horse and stop? Every single person has been in either a pub drinking or used fake ID to get into a nightclub before.
Yeah,
aging.
Fair
every
enough.
Single one
yes,
of you.
Yes, that's fair
every
enough.
Every single one of
if
you.
You're going to assume then that somebody, though, you will automatically assume, no, that somebody is over 18.
No. You'd be stupid to assume that.
So should a bloke have to go ask him for ID because of dangerous women like this? That's dangerous. That is two dangerous women.
No law has been broken, by the way. She's above the age
of
consent.
No, but what she's trying to insinuate is because this guy, I spoke to her and I asked her what the situation was. She basically told me again. Now she said that the problem is that her daughter looks very young, she said. So she thinks there must be something going on that
looks young. I mean,
like, I just don't get this. I don't understand.
I have cousins who look young and you'd know they were 14, 15. But then when you see them dolled up to go to discos,
they look
teenage
22
discos,
or 23.
They look so looking young,
yeah.
Forget about it. You don't know what she was wearing if she was dressed to look older. Vanessa says it's the law, Jeremy. Going to a pub under 18 and then going off with a man doesn't make the man a predator. Oh, I didn't say he was. What I'm saying is everybody needs to get down on off their high horse. There is nothing wrong. This girl has not done anything that the rest of you have done. Okay, she hasn't done anything. No law has been broken here on either side. Would you agree?
No, yeah, no. Definitely no law has been broken. I mean, the age of consent is 17 in Ireland. He has not raped her. It sounds like it was all consensual.
I'm sorry, can I just say that there is no question of that whatsoever?
Yeah, it was all consensual.
This man is not her school teacher either, correct?
I don't know. I just think of stuff like, no, he's not her school teacher, but he's the school teacher of people she pals with.
Now, personally, I don't think he should have done it, okay, because...
Had consensual sex with somebody who's of legal age.
Well, with the age gap, by the way, when they say 30s, they said mid-30s, 34.
What difference does that make?
I don't know. She's still in school. It's just something about someone still being in school. Even if she was in college, it would make a slight bit of difference. In school...
Okay, I have to... I would agree with you there. Like, a man in his almost 40s sitting there talking to a schoolgirl, regardless of her age, I think, yeah, okay, fair enough. But the point is, no law has been broken here. And I think that this mother and this girl are the danger. I just... They're going to destroy this man over something, one, he didn't know, and two, where there was no actual law broken.
Okay, she is listening to the podcast. She wanted us to name the teacher by the first name, which we will not be doing.
She was going to come on and she saw all the comments on Facebook and was like, oh, I'm not coming on with a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. So let's be clear. No law was broken other than her drinking alcohol under the age of 18 in a licensed premises. But sure, we've all done that. There's not one of you who hasn't done that. And I'm talking to women here. You've all used fake ID or your sister's ID to get into places. So let's get down off our high horse here and discuss this mother and the teacher. Did the teacher, he didn't do anything illegally, did he do something morally wrong? Let's have a listen to Helen.
Hi guys, sorry I can't come on today, I'm just in work. But I think a few issues need to be addressed with this woman. Firstly, she needs to take responsibility that she thinks it's acceptable for her 17-year-old daughter to go to the pub and to hook up with a man who's in his 30s for a one-night stand, and that's not an issue. Like, what does it matter that he's a teacher? He could be in any job in the world, it doesn't matter. Like, her 17-year-old should have some self-respect and know the dangers of hooking up with a guy that's so much older when she's so young. Like, that's where the onus should be, not on the man who probably had beer goggles and took a woman home for a one-night stand. Like, that's not his fault that she's 17.
Oh, God, there's a lot there. Okay, yes, it's... And by the way, 17-year-olds are so mature, they know what they're doing. I agree with you. She's not this young, naive little child. But she is annoyed. The mother is annoyed that... that this fella is a school teacher, and, you know, here's what she says in it. My daughter didn't tell him her age, but he's obviously a danger to young girls. Now, there's no suggestion that this man is a sex offender. He did absolutely nothing legally wrong. The only thing he did wrong was morally wrong. I mean, that's open to interpretation. How are you, Samantha?
Hiya, how's it going?
Good. What do you make of this? Jesus, the drama.
Oh my God, I'm just in shock that this woman's actually after sending an email into you on this. She must be totally mad and she must be embarrassed now listening to everybody that's going to be on today and reading all the remarks, because she should educate her daughter to have self-respect, not to go into a pub to get drunk and go home with a stranger. How dangerous is that? Do you know? And she's worried about this man and calling him a predator when he isn't a predator at all. Like, seriously, it's all wrong.
Okay, you're saying she should teach her daughter to have more morals and respect. You're saying anybody that has a one-night stand has no morals? Jesus, that's
so
hang
silly.
On, Jeremy. Would you be happy
that.
If your daughter was 17 and she came back and told you that she went home with a man in his 30s for a one-night stand?
Oh, no, I'd hunt him down and break his legs. Yes.
So don't sit there.
Go,
don't sit there acting as if, oh, I wouldn't care. It's today's world. You'd go mental, as would I. I would not be happy with my daughter when she's 17 doing that. I wouldn't be happy.
And I wouldn't be blaming the man on it either. I have a 17-year-old daughter, so I know exactly what you're saying here. But I have to say, they're labelling this poor teacher for something that he's not, you know. And it's not fair that they want to mention his name either. That's disgraceful.
Well, that's just out for drama. Yeah, that's not happening. That's not happening on AirWatch. And in fact, we put the names into Facebook so people cannot name.
And rightly so. You've done the right thing there, because these women are the women that cause trouble for women that do get attacked or do get predators following them and wanting to do things to them. You know, it's the likes of these women that cause this.
When I was talking to her mother said that she's extremely upset. She feels that she's upset over the whole thing, and she feels that she shouldn't have done it, and she let someone take advantage of it. Now, I don't think that's taking advantage at all. At 17,
Katie,
you can't consent.
I think it's the mother pushing this more than the daughter.
It sounds like
the mother is looking to attack this man for nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know, he made a mistake by thinking she was probably older. That's about it. But when these girls get dressed up and they leave the house, they look completely different to what they look like when they get up in the morning. We all know.
But still, 2 minutes after, and I know this from someone because I worked in nightclubs for years, still do, you know, regardless of what someone looks like, as soon as they open their mouth and you talk to them, you can tell what age they are by the way they talk to you.
You're right, Jeremy, you can. You can, definitely.
So 100%. I don't believe that he thought for 1 minute that she was the same age.
No, I don't think he did either, but I still don't think he's a predator. I mean, surely to God, she should know better than to get herself drunk and go back to somebody's, a stranger's house. Well, do you know what I mean? Her apartment.
Well, now you're telling women that they shouldn't get drunk and have sex. Like, that's...
No, I'm not telling women. I'm telling 17-year-old girls, Jeremy.
Don't make out that she's victim blaming. There's nothing. No, there's a lot to be said for to not put yourself in dangerous situations. And I will be teaching my daughter the same. Don't put yourself in a dangerous situation.
That's what got George Hook cancelled.
But it's sad. But it's true. There are creeps out there who will take advantage of women, and it shouldn't be the way it is. But it is.
So sorry. Hang on a sec. Let me ask Samantha first. Samantha, is this teacher a creep then?
I don't think he's a creep. No, I don't, because I don't know anything about him. What I think is he was put in a situation that he didn't realise was going to be like this today, you know? She obviously looked a bit older. I doubt that she looked like a 17-year-old child by the time she got dressed up, because I know myself what they look like going back outside, you know, all dressed up, the makeup, the hair, the nails, all that. You know, what I feel is he's in a situation now that can go very seriously wrong for him if this mother pushes it any more than she already is. Do you know?
Just to be clear, you don't believe that this teacher did anything wrong?
I think he got himself into a situation that he shouldn't have got himself into.
No, but did he do anything wrong?
No, I don't see anything wrong with what he did, no.
Really?
No, I don't see anything wrong with what he did.
He didn't break any laws. Because he had consensual sex with somebody of age.
Okay, so you don't see something wrong with a 34, 35-year-old having sex with a 17-year-old schoolgirl?
Well, he didn't know she was a schoolgirl.
I don't know that he knew she was a schoolgirl. If she was in her uniform, okay, yeah. But if they're in a bar and they get talking and it's a different setting. He's not picking her up outside the school gates in her uniform.
Okay, say that for a second, Samantha. But what difference does it make if she's in her uniform or not in her uniform? You'd be more upset if she was in her uniform. That's
he
just clothing.
He didn't break any laws.
No, I didn't say
he didn't break any laws.
I didn't say he did. Let's have a listen to this voice note.
How are you, lads? Sorry, you? Can't come on the show today. I'm going to be in work, so I can't take the call. But come here. This one is fucking deluded. Her daughter is of age of consent, and quite frankly, you know, she found a fella, went back with him. That's the end of it. I don't know why she'd even tell her ma. Like, the L1 should not have let her 17-year-old underage child out to a bar to begin with. And the fact that she now just wants to cause trouble for a man for riding her daughter, it just screams volumes about her. And the whole thing just screams that old feminist rhetoric, all men are rapists. And it just boils my blood. Because, like, you hear all the girls saying it today, oh, where are all the good men? Girls, the good men are all fucking terrified to say anything to you because of this kind of bullshit.
Jeez.
Like, we need to cut this out. This kind of culture has to be gotten rid of, not enforced. End of.
I want to also address a point, the misinformation here. The amount of people who are commenting, listening to this Facebook, saying the age of consent is 18 and it's 16. Sorry, can I just clear it up for you? It actually scares me that so many of you don't know the age of consent in Ireland. You're so misinformed. The age of consent in Ireland is not 16, it's not 18, it's not 21. The age of consent for both males and females is not different depending on gender. It is 17 years of age. How do people not know the age of consent in Ireland?
I know.
It's one of the most important things. It's more important than knowing the legal age to drink.
Yeah.
The age of consent could get you locked up not knowing the age of consent. The age of consent is not 18. It's, and Amy is saying in Ireland it's 17 for girls. Amy, it's 17 for everybody. Then Sinead is saying it's 16. Jesus Christ,
okay,
lads.
Regardless of the age consent.
No, it's very worrying.
She was over at the age consent, so it doesn't, it's irregardless, it doesn't matter. The point is that you're making out that it's some kind of creepiness for what he did.
No, I didn't say that.
He said, oh, there's something about a schoolgirl. As I said, if she was in uniform and he was picking up at the school gates, I'd say fair enough. Or she was like, oh, I'm doing my mocks or whatever, and that's how conversation started. But you don't know. I would imagine there was probably stuff hidden. I'd imagine that was probably a little bit avoided, the fact that she's still in school.
Emma is saying she put a post about this on one of the Facebook groups earlier and she said her daughter is 18. Well, that's not the same person, because we've spoken to this mother. The daughter is 17. Okay, she knows the age of her own daughter, for God's sake. Let me go to Lauren. How are you, Lauren?
I just think the mother is deluded. I think the only issue she has is that the profession of him, like that he's a teacher, not that her... No, it wasn't a problem that her daughter was with someone in their 30s, which, like, you know, I have a daughter who's nearly 17 and makes me want to get sick in my mouth. The thoughts of, like, my 17-year-old daughter was having sex with somebody in their 30s or having a one-night stand. I just find that all those other things are way more important than him being a teacher.
So why do you think she's so upset about the fact... Well, see, the thing is, I get it. A teacher is a person who has responsibility. You know, he's basically... He's teaching girls the same age as a woman he just had sex with.
Yeah, I get that. And in my kids' school, like, some of the teachers are... Like, if only that they're not wearing a school uniform, they're so young looking, some of the teachers are nowadays. I just think that he's not in school. He was out on a night out. He was relaxed. He was... You know, having a few drinks or whatever, and the last thing you're expecting to do is to hook up with a student, Blake. You know what I mean? That's not what he was obviously thinking about.
Okay, well then, I'm going to put the question to you, Lauren. Then, would it have been okay had he hooked up with a 70-year-old girl who was in his Leaving Cert class?
No, that's not fair.
No, because if it was a girl in his class, he would have power over her. There's some kind of power trip there that he could be controlling her. This is different. This was two consenting adults out in a public place, not on school grounds, not in a position of power.
There's no difference.
That would have been abusing power. That's not what happened here.
Lauren, what's the difference between her being a student in his class and us? No, it's not ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
He would know her and he would know that she's a student, and that's completely different. He didn't know she was a student. He didn't know anything other than she was out on a night out in a bar for over 18s or whatever. Whether they checked her ID at the door, I don't know. But he didn't know her.
But again, why would it not be okay if...
Because that would have been his student, and that's not allowed. When you're in school.
What about if she was in the same year in a school, but no, he wasn't directly a teacher.
That would be a no. Are you serious, Jeremy? You're not that stupid. You are not making the comparison of it being the teacher.
You're splitting hairs here, lads, whether or not the teacher is a teacher in the school or not. This is the point.
If she was a student, he would be in a position of power.
I'm saying
she's not his student at all. She's not in the same school. She is somebody completely different in a completely different school. It doesn't matter. She is consensual. She's legal. If anything, the law that was broken here was her drinking. And that's not me being on a high horse. That's fact.
Okay, you drank under 18, so did I.
I'm not saying that. But if the fact of the matter is that the only law that was actually broken that night was the fact that she was in a pub drinking.
Okay, Lauren, what would you do if this was your daughter? You have a daughter the same age. She arrives home and says, oh, teacher from the school down the road, you know your man, Mr. whatever, had sex with him.
I would be more... Like, what would get me would be my daughter coming home and telling me she had a one-night stand with someone in their 30s. I think I'd be stuck there. Unless I knew that teacher knew my daughter. Like, there's loads of schools around my area. None of them know my other kids. Like, none of the other teachers in the other schools. None of the teachers in my son's school know my daughter's. Do you know what I mean? So that's totally... I don't think that's even relevant.
The amount of people texting in saying this guy should be locked up, this guy's a nonce, this guy's a pedo, I'm actually terrified here. You're going to be afraid to talk to anybody, let alone touch anyone.
Sorry, by the way, a nonce, that is disgusting. This man is not a nonce. A nonce is a person who is a pedophile. And a pedophile
is someone who goes after children.
Is a person...
under the age of consent.
No, it's not. A pedophile is not a person who goes for someone under the age of consent. Legally, a pedophile is someone who goes for someone who is prepubescent.
Okay.
That is the definition of a pedophile. So if he had sex with a a 15-year-old. Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be statutory rape. He would be a pervert.
Yeah.
He would be a sex offender, but he would not be a paedophile. A paedophile, by definition, is someone who is attracted to someone who is prepubescent.
So a child.
A child. Yes. Yeah. Disgusting. Don't go away. Well, you hear what we have coming up in a second. This is about to get... It's mad, isn't it? Really
well,
is.
I'm disgusted with you, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, okay,
with you.
There you go. Okay, well, you can talk to me during the break.
No, I don't want to.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
John, you were screaming at the guys wanting to get on. What's your issue? What did you hear that annoyed you?
Everything, Jeremy. Oh, everything. This guy is twice our age. You should know better. He's a skilled teacher, for fuck's sake.
Oh, you're agreeing with me. Okay, fair play. I thought you were coming out.
Yeah, for once in your life.
No, that's okay.
And the only headline you'd be reading, you wouldn't be hearing this on any page, the only headline you'd be reading today is, man goes through school as a shortcut to kill somebody, because if that was my daughter, she... Look, hold on. Let's address the elephant in the room here. She's 17 and she went for a drink. So fucking what?
I know,
so
people what? Making a big deal out of that like they've never done it.
Nobody's
like,
making a big deal
are,
out of that.
They are.
Nobody's making a big deal.
Oh, you need to control
deal.
Your daughter.
No.
She shouldn't be out. She
yeah.
shouldn't
no,
be out.
No, anybody's saying that now. Yeah, glass
no,
houses and all that. That is ridiculous. But if we're going to talk facts here, John, the fact is that the only
well,
law that was broken was the alcohol law.
He's a fucking perv. That's what he is.
But how
and
do you
know
she didn't turn around? She didn't turn around to him and be like, I'm 25. Do you realise how much older young ones look these days?
Katie, oh yes, I'm a man. I know when a girl is underage and when she is on a bordering age and when she's old enough to go out with. I do, of course I do. Because I know
that,
the difference.
That
and
girl
and
was big
man,
enough and bold enough to be in a pub, big enough and bold enough and confident enough to make her way home with this guy.
He's a teacher. He should know better. And there's a reason why we're talking
but
about
it. But he's a teacher
today,
on school time. He's not a teacher on his own
time. It doesn't
time.
Matter.
If it was
he should
during,
know better,
John,
Katie. He
if
should
it was
know better.
During school hours and on school property, then there would be laws. There'd be a serious line crossed.
The fact of the matter is,
he's
Katie,
a teacher.
She's only
when
under
he's
a couple
school.
Of months. That I wouldn't it be illegal, and that's what my point is.
John,
another point.
Seriously,
I know. Well, Mark, no, that's
you're
the truth.
Such
and
a dose.
He should know better.
You're such
he
a dose. So what? He can't have a life outside of the school.
He
you
can.
Don't know
well,
what was.
Well, what's he doing? What's he doing dating girls on the border of the line of 17? What's he doing? He should know better.
Okay, but John, he didn't break. Okay,
like he's in the public. Hold on. For
okay,
me,
you
Kate.
See,
he's in the public eye.
He's on the public
he's
eye.
The
he's
public.
A teacher.
No, he's not the public
he's
eye.
He's a teacher. That's. But the fact of the matter is, he's in the public eye now because of what he's done. Why couldn't he go that bit older? He knows quite well he could have gone that bit older. He knew there was something up here. He should have known that something was wrong here. Because I heard everybody there saying about their nails and their makeup. That's bullshit. You know when a girl
John,
is underage.
John, if you're out
and when
somewhere and you're having drink and there's people around you having drinks, you're going to automatically assume your head isn't going to go to, oh, I must check their ID. Now, maybe that's what the world is coming to. Maybe that's what men are going to have to start doing. But he wasn't on school time. This wasn't a student.
I never
These
said he was. Yes. Even though, here, hold on for a minute, Katie. Say if Jeremy was free there for, you know, and he wasn't a wife and kids, and he was out and about. He's a radio presenter. He would have to watch what he's going home with as well. It goes for everybody. It doesn't matter what profession you're in. It goes for everybody that you should know better and you should be watching. Jeremy's at the same. He's a DJ. He knew back then when he
I'm
went
sorry to be
met.
So blunt, but you're an idiot. Yeah. You're an
idiot.
You're an idiot.
I am an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Well, here's the thing.
So you can't get...
No man
can ever get with anybody for fear that she might be this or might be that.
Well, I tell you, you should be...
So what would you do if it were your daughter? What would you do?
You should have asked her.
What would you do if it was
my
daughter?
I'd punch his fucking head in.
And what would you say to your daughter for going back with a man who's obviously a lot older than her? What would you tell her?
I'd have fuck to be murdered as well. There'd be no doubt about it.
You'd happily ruin this guy's life, even though your daughter was the one.
Because he should have known better for going out with 17-year-olds in the first place. Yes, I would.
Well, maybe you should know better then.
She
in that case,
tell
have
him
your daughter out drinking and having one night stands.
She didn't tell him her
Do
age.
Do better as
by
a parent.
He should have known by the looks, Jeremy. And I always said that, and I'm going to say it again. You know, he's in his school. He's teaching school children. You know, they're still kids. They're 17 years of age, lads. Please get a fucking grip of yourselves. We're not talking about 19 and 20 and 21-year-olds here. We're talking about 70, just literally at the legal age, you know, literally. So, yes, I do have a big problem with this, and I'm going to have a big problem.
Okay, stay there for a second, Rambo. Pauline, you're listening to Rambo John there. What do you make of that?
I don't know. I heard half the conversation, to be honest, because I've just come in from a run.
Okay, but well, John is saying basically the teacher is a pervert. He should have known better, and if he went near his daughter, he'd break his legs. That's what Rambo John said.
Well, he sounds quite aggressive. That's not the way to approach something in the first place. But I would think, no, let me say, I believe being a teacher is a profession where you do not have any contact with any students in the classroom. I have heard secondary schools here where I live that out in the nightclub, now they could be 17, 18, we'll say leaving cert age, yeah, and the teachers could be 23. I don't think that's right. I think it's absolutely no.
But he wasn't a teacher at the time. He wasn't teaching a class and coming on to her. He was in a bar. He was in a bar and she was in a bar and they were not from the same school. She's not going to the same school he teaches in. He's just a normal guy. She's just a young one out. What has he done wrong? He has done nothing wrong, and it worries me so much to have a son grown up in a world where there are women so dangerous.
Let Pauline speak. Go ahead, Pauline.
So she's 17 and he's, what age was he?
Well, we believe mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a bit, 30s is a bit like, you know what I mean? He should be kind of going for someone his own age, you know, that kind of a way. I mean, let her live her life, you know. I do have an example, and I was 14 years of age. I was in third year, sitting at my desk, and so we were all getting our homework corrected. So I went up to see if she wrote my copy. I was 14. No, think of a 14-year-old. So I goes up anyway, and I go up to the desk, and he says to me, did you get your hair done? And I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I had only put plaits in it the night before, so it was all wavy. And then he said to me, there's a lovely smell off of you.
Ooh.
And I had just put perfume, probably impulse or something, on me in the morning. So I just, like, grinned. I would have been shy enough in school, so I just went back down to my desk. And sat there, never thought no more of it. And like when I left school, when I was in my 20s, 30s, I only heard that he actually did have a relationship.
With one of his students?
With students. I have no names. I can't remember.
What he said to you.
I think that, now he was, at that time, he would have been in his 40s.
Yeah.
Like he's in his 70s or so now. Disgusting.
Yeah, but that's not what happened here, Pauline.
No, it's a completely different situation. This isn't somebody who had power over a younger person. This is...
No, still in the 30s, right. Can I just go up 10 years just for the sake?
Right.
10 years, say 40-year-old men.
Right.
Okay. And there are young girls out and they're dressed differently than we would have. I mean, I'm 48, we would have went out all covered up or whatever. You know, it wasn't, we didn't have, it was 2023 now, like times have changed. So these 40 plus men are obsessing over young girls. And you're talking 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. And, you know, on TikTok, you can just swipe. And the girls are free to do their dances and wear their leggings or whatever. But, I mean, the mentality of a 40 and 50-year-old man, cop on, lads. Do you know what I mean? And especially if you have a wife or a husband, you know, or you're bisexual or whatever.
So, hang on, I'm confused here. Do you have a problem with a teacher having a relationship with a 17-year-old girl? Yes or no?
Not a student, by the way.
Well, it's kind of her own. It's her own decision, I suppose. But I mean, 17 and then 30. I'm just saying because I wouldn't have really fancied anybody in their 30s at that age.
Okay, thanks for that, Pauline. And I'm sorry what happened to you, by the way. What happened with that teacher? That's just creepy as fuck. You know, the teacher asking her about her and stuff.
Yeah,
like
listen.
That.
Well, no, if it was just, did you get your hair done? I'd say that to someone. Is that creepy of me to say to someone, did you get your hair done?
Now,
the smelling thing, yeah, okay.
That's what Joe Biden does, isn't it?
The smelling
hair,
one, yeah, I get that. But did you get your hair done? I would think, oh, that's nice. Maybe that's me being naive.
Okay, let's have a listen to this voice note.
Sorry, you can't come on, but I think that woman really needs to give her head a bit of a wobble. the man done nothing wrong. Like, why does she want to destroy his life, his career, whatever else? Her daughter is over 17, which is over the age of consent. So there was no wrongdoing on his behalf anyways. Maybe she should tell her daughter not to be going home with strangers.
Don't go home. Don't go home with strangers.
I actually have a question for John.
Yeah. Oh, John. John. Yeah.
Now, genuinely, you promise you give me an honest answer here?
Go on.
Right. If you had a 17-year-old son and he came home and he said, "Dad, I went home with a 30-something-year-old woman last night."
Totally different situation.
Because women can't be perverts. No, women can't. If this is the line you're thinking of,
totally different.
How is it different?
Because the point in what we're talking about here is men, as I know, and I know men. You know, men are only around for one thing.
No, John, don't be that shit.
Hold on. We had conversations before about this, and we did have conversations about this. Man, look at the fucking age of him, Katie.
But you know, hang on, how is he going
for somebody around his... Hold on, Katie.
No, you haven't answered my question.
You think he's going for his own age group?
Okay.
Like, 17, on the borderline, the borderline of illegal.
John, can you just stop for a second? I still haven't gotten a coherent point out of you. I would like to know how, if the roles were reversed, is it different? Is that to suggest that a 17-year-old girl isn't able to make up her own mind? Because I tell you bloody well now, at 17, I knew exactly what I was doing and I knew what I wanted.
But yeah, well, he...
And if the roles were reversed, how is it any different? You hypocrite.
How is it any different? Of course it is different.
If a boy should know better,
and he's in the profession as a school teacher, okay?
But why is it okay? Right. If it's a female teacher, why is it okay for her to have sex with a 17-year-old boy?
But well, I wouldn't be looked at the same way as what we're saying here.
Well, you'd buy him a pint, would you? I bet you'd buy him a pint and say, well done, son, tell me about it.
If she was a school teacher, she was 27 years of age, and she's going out with a 17-year-old that's in school, that would be a bit weird.
Okay, stay there for a second. Jeez, Katie, can do it.
No, the double standards.
Come on, but I think it's absolutely disgraceful that they would ruin somebody's career and their whole life because a child that the mother allowed go to a pub lied about their age. Absolutely disgraceful. I think it's awful. I'd say if that man knew how old that child was, he would absolutely die. I think it's absolutely disgraceful. He shouldn't have been allowed in the pub. And just, oh my God, it's awful.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Now, Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Enjoying this conversation.
Just please put some... Sorry. I'm just fuming here with John, to be honest with you.
You need to calm down.
No, Lorraine, can you talk some sense into John about the double standards here? Seriously.
It's a complete... He's going to be a legend because he's 17.
Buy him a pint and he'll pat him on the back.
It's wrong. It's not right. Like, he was in a pub. He shouldn't have been in the pub, number one. Number two, the teacher doesn't know that she's under 18 because she's in a pub. But it's different because a man went after a girl. You're a hypocrite.
It is.
An absolute hypocrite.
Of course it's different. Because here, he was on the borderline of being a predator, really. Three months, four months there. Shouldn't have been doing it. He should have known better. He's a school teacher.
If you flip it, she's on the borderline of being a predator.
But we're not talking about that now. We're not talking about that. You see, Katie's good at flipping things. The moment that we're talking about really right now is that this guy, he is a school teacher, and he went out with this girl, and he shouldn't have, because he should have known better. That's the fact of it.
Hold on, how would he have known better? How should he have known better if she's in a bar that serves alcohol that's over 18? Well, he's meant to be a psychic.
So everybody wants to blame the young one on this. Yeah. You're not fucking great yourselves, aren't you? I tell you,
Can I make my point? You've got to make yours.
Make every fucking point you want. Go ahead.
He's meant to be fucking sidekick in that bar, looking at crystal ball.
Well,
and
he
go,
fucking
oh,
knows.
Jesus,
he's
Jesus.
A teacher. He's a fucking teacher. He should know better.
He's not her teacher. He's not her
he's
teacher.
He's teaching fucking kids. He should know better.
He's
what
not
age she looks.
Oh, right.
Everybody's blaming them.
Have you?
And what if she was in a bar? What age were you when you went to a fucking bar? But you could look at what happened.
I didn't go home with a 30-year-old.
Yeah, John, you're completely missing the point. You're completely missing the point. And you still haven't given me.
You shouldn't be going out picking out girls at that age.
John,
shouldn't it be in that?
John, you still haven't given me, and I would like, before Jeremy cuts in, before you say anything else, I would really like you to, Jeremy, don't, please let me finish my, no, but you always talk over me. John, please let me get a serious, serious answer out of you. How, if the roles were reversed and it was a 17-year-old boy.
The child is a legend.
But he can't answer. Why is it different the other way around? And don't say because it's looked at differently. I want a clear, concise answer about how it is different.
If a 17-year-old young man goes out with an older woman, it's totally different. Of course it's different.
How?
It is different.
But you haven't answered. But how?
To me, as far as I'm concerned, the predator here is a man looking at a woman that's on the borderline here. That's where I kick in here.
All right, hold on.
I mean?
Here's one
and
for you, John. Here's one for you. Here's one
Go
for
over.
You. There's 12 years. There's 12 years between me and my partner. Is he a predator?
That's up to you. That's your business. None of mine. Good luck.
But that's what you're saying. That's exactly what you're saying. Because he's older than her and a teacher. It's the same age difference. So is my partner a predator because he's 12 years older than me?
So you were 17 and he was 25, 26
no,
when he met you, was he?
No. That's what I'm saying. The same age difference is in the same
age difference. What age were you? That's what we're talking about.
What age were you when you met him, Lorraine?
I was 23.
Yeah, you weren't still in school. You weren't still wearing a uniform.
Exactly.
Sorry,
John, did you just say, sorry, Jeremy should be allowed to talk over Katie, men know better? Did you say that? Someone just told me you said
that. No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. Jesus Christ. You're accusing the man of that as well.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing today. I just cannot believe it.
Katie cannot believe what she's hearing today.
You ask a question. Someone makes a bold statement like it's different with a man and an older woman. You ask how it just is. I'm still, while we're getting the next call on, John, you have a couple of minutes there while I'm just getting the next call. So I'm listening in the other ear. So can you please give me the answer as to how? When I'm ringing this call.
He doesn't need to give
you
the answer.
I want you to give me an answer.
You made a statement.
He doesn't need to give you an answer.
Well, he needs to give listeners an answer. He said it's different.
You should know better that a 25, 26-year-old man going out with a 17-year-old is fucking wrong.
I want to know why a woman wouldn't know better in the reverse situation.
Why wouldn't a woman should know better? I never said she shouldn't.
Looked at differently.
They would be looked at differently. Of course it is. Well, he's a fucking school teacher. And he knows better than what these girls look like. I'm at the same show. You asked me a question earlier on. How do you know what age they look? I said it to you already. I'm a man. I know what age a girl looks.
Okay, say that for a second. Niamh, you're angry. What's wrong?
Oh, my blood is boiling listening to John. Boiling. John, can I ask you something? If your son was that teacher, what would you say to him? Because I bet you'd be shiting in your pants for him.
I tell you what I'd say to him. You're fucked up. That's what I'd say to him. You made a bollocks of that. And I tell you what, it's his shit that he's at the creating because he shouldn't have fucking done it. That's what I would have said.
But he didn't know how old she was. She was out in a bath.
Yeah, sure. Here, come here.
Exactly, because we're all right. You're wrong.
So do you get with the same excuse? So, okay, right. If a 16 or a 15-year-old is in the bar, right, which I've seen them, okay, do you still get the same treatment? Do we still go the same? Do we?
What? Like, so is a 15 or 16-year-old is in a bar?
Yeah.
Who would let that 16 or 16-year-old?
Oh, would you? So you're only a few months in the difference. Of a 16 to a 17-year-old, you'd know different, would you?
But he still doesn't know about it. She doesn't go around and be like, I'm 15
know,
or 16. I'm 15 or 16.
Skilled.
Listen. He's a man in his 40s, in his early 40s probably,
yeah,
that's going out for
pervert.
A few drinks.
That's what he is.
And a woman is going out on a night out with a mate.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. I think that this fella's life is going to be ruined because obviously
Fuck him.
There's a Facebook page set up And I think it's absolutely disgraceful. And I think that your attitude is absolutely rotten about it. Like, I really do.
It's my attitude, and you should all follow me.
No, it's not. Your attitude is definitely not the right one.
Can I just say, by the way, that no, people sending us links to Facebook pages and all that, you're wasting your time. We are not going to get involved in a witch hunt on any man. We are debating this. We haven't named him. We haven't named the school. We've named nothing about him. The man did nothing wrong legally. Absolutely nothing wrong. Nicola Dixon says... she should have... Oh, God, where's Nicola's message now? Yeah, there you go. She shouldn't have been in the pub if she was 17. Says Nicholas. So the only one, and again, blaming the mother. The only one that's at fault here is the mother. The man needs to ring Tusa to report herself for letting her child into a pub. Again, Nicola, absolutely ridiculous. I don't believe for one second that you were staying at home playing with your Barbie dolls at 17. People start drinking in Ireland. I think it's wrong, but they start drinking at the age of 14. And if we're going to start shaming parents for their teenagers drinking at 70, and you can all shame yourselves and your own parents, because every single one of us did it. Here is Tara.
Hi, this is just a message for Katie. Katie, please stop letting those arrogant men talk over you. You're so much better than they are, and they're just being so arrogant, not letting you finish what you have to say.
Relax there, Tara. It's a debate show, and the callers come on the air. It's Katie speaking over them as well. Katie's well able to hold her own, let me tell you. So,
in fairness, you weren't letting me, and John wouldn't give me an answer as to what I was asking, which I'm still confused.
Well, nobody's entitled to anything. He's entitled to an answer. Who do you think you are? I'm entitled to an answer.
I think everybody's entitled to an answer. If you're going to come out and make a bold statement like, well,
you're not
it's
entitled
okay
to anything.
It's okay if it's the other way around. That's not the case.
Because fathers obviously feel different about their sons than they do about their daughters.
Well, then that's double standards.
Yeah, well, there
and
you
that's not okay.
Ah, well, there you go.
A 17-year-old girl can think for herself, just like a 17-year-old bloke can.
There you go. Okay, hang on, Karen. The manager will be with you soon.
A knob. Do you know that?
Okay, let us go finally to Kathleen. Kathleen, what do you want to say about this?
I want to say that John has just been a gobshite. I was a month off my 18th birthday, met my husband. We are now married 42 years. I want to know what his problem is.
I don't think he'd have a problem with that, to be honest.
Well, what is his problem? What is he mouthing off about?
Well, what age was your husband?
He was 32 and I was a month off 18.
Now, and this is an age gap conversation more than anything else. What did a 32-year-old have in common with an 18-year-old?
Well, there was attraction between the two of us.
Yeah.
It was on one side. It was two sides.
Oh, I'm sure it was, but a 32 and 18.
Yeah. What's the problem?
Well, if it worked for you, that's happy days.
Well, obviously it has when it's life coming 42 years.
No, and I'm delighted. Yeah, but that's not what he was saying. He was talking about someone in a position of power, i.e.
No, he wasn't talking about somebody in a position of power. He meant it across the board. So don't twist what he was saying, because that's very much not what he meant.
But he's not in a position of power if he's sitting in a pub having a drink, and a 17-year-old is also in the pub having a drink. Where is the position of power there?
So you think that the teacher did nothing wrong? Can you understand why the mother is? Yes. Can you understand why the mother is angry at all?
No. The man did nothing wrong whatsoever.
You don't think he should have just, when he knew she was young? You know, by talking to women what age they are.
You don't, because I was working in the pub at 17, and people thought that I was older because I was there. I was in a pub. Shouldn't have been. It was illegal, but I was. Loads of people are out there in pubs at 16.
By the way,
like 20, 25-year-olds.
By the way, it's not illegal. Where am I? There. It's not illegal to be in a pub at the age of 17.
It's illegal to drink alcohol. More illegal than it is to have sex with someone who's 17.
It's not even illegal to drink alcohol. It's illegal to supply someone with alcohol.
I said it was illegal for me to be working in it at 17.
I don't think it was it? But anyway, you got with your husband, you were 80 and he was in his 30s. You've lived happily ever after, and you don't see the issue with it.
No, not at all. No issue.
You think John is being a hypocrite, yeah?
He's been a fucking gobshite.
Oh, a fucking gobshite. Okay, stay here for a second. Last call, Brian. Brian, very quickly, what do you want to say in this? How are things, Brian?
Well, I just think that was very wrong what that man did. She was just a young girl, 17-year-old. That was very inappropriate. I think he's a pervert, actually.
He's a pervert for having sex with somebody who's in a bar
No laws were broken, Brian, yeah? Can you hear?
Yes, I'm listening, but at the same time, you know, he should have known better.
He should have known better. He was in a bar where you would assume that anybody in there drinking alcohol is over the age of 18. No laws were broken. He should have known better. He wasn't in the middle of a classroom. He wasn't trying to hook up with one of his students.
The girl was having a few drinks, you know, maybe he just took... Maybe he knew he could take his chance with her.
So?
That's not right in any way.
So? You don't think women do the same?
I know this...
I'm confused here as to what the issue is.
This perception.
I'm confused as what... You're making out that this guy is some kind of predator, which is completely wrong, Brian.
Well, that's not right for what that man did. It's really very inappropriate. She was only a young girl.
He had consensual sex with somebody who is above the consensual age. Can you please explain to me very quickly before the end of the show what he did wrong?
I personally think, honestly, that wasn't right in any way.
And if it was a man, if it was a woman having sex with a 17-year-old boy, would you say the same?
Exactly, yeah.
And you think it's perverted?
It's an age difference, you know?
So you think it's an age difference? So what would you say to anybody who's listening now who is somebody who met their partner? And we're having a lot of messages like this from people who are when they were 17, 18 and they got with them, still married, and their partners were in their 30s.
But that's an age gap situation. I mean, if
that's
we're going
what
to,
he's
we're
talking about. Okay. I don't think he knows what he's talking about. Are you awake at all, Brian? Seriously.
No, that's an age gap. I mean, geez, an age gap between me and my wife. My wife's a lot younger than I am.
Jeremy making out there that he's got some 27-year-old woman on his shoulder. She's about 3 years younger than you. Calm down there, Casanova.
Oh, I'll tell her you said that. 3 years?
Yeah.
You think it's 3 years
behind
us?
Calm down there, Casanova. There's not that much behind you. You're not Hugh Hefner here.
There's 8 years
calm
between
down.
Us.
Take off your bathrobe and stop thinking you're Hugh Hefner. You're not.
Well, Hugh Hefner's dead.
Stiff.
Jeez. The only time he's been stiff in his whole life.
I wouldn't say so.
No, either would I. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Can I just say to that mother, and I know she's listening, please, for the love of God, let this go. Do not name schools. Do not name teachers. Take down the bloody Facebook pages.
Maybe put your daughter on the pill.
There, take Katie's advice. We'll talk to you on the next one. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Talk to you on the next one. Bye.